It will come to order. It's 5 o'clock because rules always starts on time. It is 5:20. President Vice Chair Olson, Speaker Chenault, Representative Osterman, Gatto, Grunberg, and Tuck. We have a full committee. We have three bills before us today. HCR 12, a task force on physical future of Alaska. Representative Osterman, are you going to present or will staff?
I'll have staff.
If you'd come forward and put your name on the record, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Aaron Harrington, staff to Representative Osterman. You should have before you on HCR 12 an amendment. It came to our attention after the bill had been introduced and referred to rules that there was an error in the drafting, and the bill references the Office of Management and Budget on page 2, lines 22 and 23, and it says on those lines that it's in the Department of Administration, which of course it's not. It's in the Office of the Governor. So this just corrects a technical error that occurred in the drafting and that we didn't catch previously.
Thank you. Could we get a motion to move amendment number one, Mr. Co-Chair? Or Vice Chair,
I'll
excuse
move
me.
Amendment number one.
And
X dot two?
No, M dot one.
M dot one.
M.1 works for me.
Okay. Are there objections to adopting the amendment? Hearing none, amendment one is adopted. Discussion? Mr. Speaker, you want to make a motion?
We have another amendment, too.
Oh, there are? I'm
so
sorry.
A second amendment?
conceptual amendment.
I have a conceptual amendment.
Oh, sorry. I apologize. Representative Austin, would you like to move the amendment number two?
Yes.
Move number two.
And I'll object for purposes of discussion.
When we got through reading the bill on my way down here today, I realized that there's nothing in the bill that would set the chairman or the whoever would be the chair of the task force. And so with this amendment, of the two people that the House would submit for names, they would pick one.
Before you start, does everyone have a copy of the amendment?
No.
Okay, yep. Just hang on a second until we get that. We will stay on the record because this will go very quickly.
Yeah, where is it located?
Aaron, do
you? Page something?
Page 2, line 18.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Thank you. Representative Osterman?
Yeah, anyway, walking down here tonight, we realized that there was no co-chair specified in the bill, so we've added that one of the people that the Senate would appoint a co-chair, and one of the people that the House would appoint would be a co-chair.
I'll remove my objection. Is there any other objection to adopting conceptual amendment number two? Hearing none, conceptual amendment number two is adopted. Are there any additional amendments? Okay, is there anyone who would like to testify on this bill? Is there anyone on the line? Is there anyone in the audience? Hearing none, we will close public testimony. Committee discussion. What would be the will of the committee?
Entertain a motion to move the bill out of committee. CS for House Bill 121, Finance, as amended with attached fiscal note or notes, and any recommendations?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes.
HCR 12. That should be. I'm just one bill ahead.
We are in a hurry.
As amended.
As amended.
Yep.
And everyone clear on what just was moved? House Concurrent Resolution 12 as amended. No objections, hearing none. What would be the will of, well, I'm sorry, it's moved out. It has moved out of committee. Now, if you've got me confused, Mr. Speaker. The next bill on the docket is HB 121, Commerce and Community and Economic Development. Curtis, you're up.
Good evening. For the record, Curtis Thayer, Deputy Commissioner of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. What this amendment is a cleanup of a bill. This bill passed the House Finance Committee, and what we're doing on page 4, line 8, under this revolving loan fund, it deals with the Commercial Charter of Fisheries Revolving Loan Fund. What we want to do is after the word commissioner insert, which may include other collateral in addition to a charter halibut permit. This was a revolving loan program to establish a revolving loan program, and the assumption was is the Charter Halibut permit would be used as collateral. And after the passage from House Finance, there were some charter boat skippers that have sued the Department of Commerce on this legislation, and not on this legislation, on the permit system. And this allows this program to go forward, but it allows that we may use something other than the charter permit itself as collateral, whether it be the boat, property, or something else from the borrower that wishes to use use for collateral. So in essence, it protects the state.
Representative Bogato.
Could it be your personal residence?
It could.
Thank you.
Follow up for a bit, that good. And I think the purpose of this was we realized that with the encumberment of the permits through litigation, that they would potentially be offering non-collateralized loans. We just wanted to clean it up to make sure they could bring other forms of collateral to qualify. With that, if I have a question.
Oh, yes, sir. Through the chair, Mr. Thayer, does the current language in the bill, including this amendment, if adopted, require that the charter halibut permit be part of the collateral at least?
Representative Grunberg, through the chair, no, it does not.
Well, then you may want to technically change this, because the way I read it would state, would mean that the charter halibut permit must be part of the collateral. And so instead of saying which may include other collateral in addition
collateral
to the permit, you may want to say something like, and it may, I'm not sure how, maybe we should just do it as a conceptual amendment.
Including?
No, I'm not sure. I think that might require it too. I would suggest, if we can do it, and I'm sort of looking at the staff on this because you'll be talking to the bill drafter, that we should say, and I can make the motion so that we get it out here, Mr. Chair, if you would.
And I do understand what he's getting at. What this amendment, I think, reads that you have to include the permit as collateral.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had which may include other collateral.
Which does
in addition to.
In addition to.
I would just, Mr. Chair.
Representative Grunberg.
I would just offer this as a conceptual amendment, if I may. And it'd be conceptual amendment number one. And what we want them to say is that it may include the permit and or other collateral. Except, I guess you want to say, does he want to say collect acceptable collateral or collateral acceptable?
Representative, it's your amendment. Hang on just a second, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Chairman, Curtis, currently is the permit used as collateral?
That was the intention of the loan program, yes.
And why would we add that back in duplication? I think what you're asking for here in this amendment is to add other collateral.
Correct.
That may be associated with that loan and not the permit. If this whole legislation already deals with being able to use the permit, are you using or the fishermen using the permit as collateral? I don't know why we would. And I'm not a wordsmither, so I'm just looking at why would we want to say other collateral, including the halibut permit or the charter permit, whenever it's already included.
Mr. Chair.
Representative.
I think the current language that you have on page 4, line 8, just simply says must be secured by a first priority lien on collateral acceptable to the commission. That's so generic, it can include the permit or anything else. I think you're going to muddy the water with this amendment. I think that includes any collateral that's acceptable to the commissioner. And I would just leave it at that. That's very broad and gives you a lot of discretion.
Mr. Thayer.
We had worked the language out with the co-chairs of the Finance Committee because there was a concern on their part that it needed to be tightened up. and so.
Mr. Chair, well, what you're saying to us, I thought, sir, through the chair, is that you want to be able to use the permit and or anything else. So you don't want it tied. You want it just the way it's written. I'm going to withdraw my amendment. I'm afraid that anything I say here is going to tie your hands.
Mr. Thayer, do you have any comments on that?
Mr. Chairman, in the bill draft and in the drafting of this amendment, we wanted it to be clear that additional collateral could be used. That was the intention of it. So that's why, which may include other collateral in addition to.
Representative Olson.
What about ending the sentence after collateral?
That's where I had to.
I was thinking about after commissioner.
After commissioner. Commissioner would work too.
Mr. Chair.
Which may include other collateral. Representative?
I would not want to cut off the last phrase. I think it's extremely important that the collateral be acceptable to the commissioner. That's the check you have on this. That's the quality control. And I think that must be said, I mean, it's much safer to say it in there. I think it's essential that you have it.
Representative, if I might, would it be okay if we said, in your opinion, which may include other collateral, which include other collateral, which may include a charter halibut permit?
So how would sub four read?
Which include other collateral, which may include the halibut charter permit?
Oh, so you want to say secured by a first priority lien on collateral acceptable to the commissioner, which may include the charter halibut permit.
That puts it in there, but it also clarifies, I think, what the finance chairman's concerns were.
Sure, if you think that would do it.
That's fine. Representative Osterman.
If I read this correctly, it's implied that you're going to use the permit as collateral under line four, because that collateral acceptable to the commission. There's nowhere in the bill here that it's explicit that you're going to use the permit as collateral other than the amendment. Is that correct?
Representative Osterman, through the chair, that is correct.
Well, your language does.
And mine would, and what I said conceptually is that which may include, mm-hmm. that once the lawsuit's settled, and that becomes clear ownership, that would give them the opportunity to collateralize using that permit. But until that lawsuit is done, they would not be able to. And that was the concern of the finance co-chairs. And that's the reason we're having this meeting. Mr. Thayer would rather have this on the floor today, I'm sure. But it's at their request that it's here. Does that clean it up for you?
Mr. Chairman, it does.
Representative Tupp?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And through the chair, I just want to make sure I understand correctly that you may want to use the halibut charter permit, not require the halibut charter permit in addition to other collateral.
We're going to talk through the chair. That is correct.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, I'll withdraw my motion, my amendment.
Okay. You're an e-motion or you're an
emotion? E-motion. Okay. Any objections withdrawing of the motion? Hearing none, motion two, conceptual motion amendment number two is withdrawn. I will offer conceptual amendment number three.
I thought that was number one.
No, number one. Oh.
That was on a different bill.
Okay, I'm sorry. Conceptual amendment number one. This will be withdrawn. Number one is withdrawn. Are you keeping up?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So I will offer conceptual amendment number two, and it will read, which include other collateral, which may include a halibut charter permit. And that's conceptual. I'm not a wordsmith either. Any objections? Hearing none, conceptual amendment two is adopted. Are there any other amendments? Is there anyone, I'll open public testimony, is there anyone online who would like to testify on this bill? Is there anyone in the audience who would like to testify on this bill? Hearing none, we will close public testimony. That will bring us to committee discussion. Any committee discussion? Mr. Vice Chair, you going to make a...
I'd I'll move House Bill 121 as amended with attached fiscal notes and committee recommendations.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, House Bill number 121 passes out of committee. Thank you. Did I just pass the wrong bill out of committee? No, I didn't.
No.
That brings us to 146. Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to adopt a committee substitute for House Bill 146, Resources.
And I will object for purposes of discussion. Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for taking time to hear this. I guess we're on the record, so for the record, my name is Tammy Wilson, District 11, North Pole. As you see, you've adopted the resource, and I'm just going to briefly go over what this bill does and why the changes to finance would not have made this bill work in the way my intention was by bringing it forth. This bill was carefully crafted and vetted over several years to restore a property right to landowners along the Eielson Spur, a unique situation that is only applicable to the Eielson Spur. Simply put, all the bill does is turn the right-of-way to the adjacent landowners if the track and any of the subsurface cables are removed. This right was available to landowners until the Alaska Railroad Transfer Act was amended in 2003. 146 restores this right. The resource version that you see before you has a much tighter title than what you can see in finance. So why is the change? One thing that's important is the meat of the bill is currently the same in both versions, but my concern would be is that it would open up to many other things in the state, and this is taking care of one issue, and it is my understanding that this particular issue does not happen anywhere else. So with that, I would appreciate that this would that you would adopt the resource one.
Any questions of the bill sponsor? Representative Gatto.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. What happens if in the finance version that changes the ability to transfer land to the from the railroad to the homesteaders or?
Well, my concern is that it would still allow that change to happen. Well, it would be more concerned, and so was the railroad when I went into this agreement to craft this very carefully, is whether other people believe that they have easements, and there might be other tracts that have nothing to do with the revisionary right, but just maybe other sources that this would be a mechanism for them to be able to get land that currently belongs to the railroad.
And I think the only change is tightening the title up on this. Are there any other questions of the sponsor? Hearing and seeing none, I will remove my. I thought you were asking a question. You're just scratching here. I'll remove my objection. Are there any additional objections to adopting the resources version? At this time, we'll open it for public testimony. Is there anyone online who'd like to testify? Is there anyone in the audience who'd like to testify? Hearing and seeing none, we will close public testimony. Committee discussion? Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we move committee substitute for House Bill 146 resources out of committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Are there any objections?
Chair, do we have to stipulate version B? I'm not sure if there are other versions.
Oh, there's version I.
Reason. Well, the adopted resource version, just for clarity for the records. Are there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. It is passed out. Any other business to come before the hopefully the one and only Rules Committee meeting of the year?
The last Rules
Committee? Hopefully the last Rules Committee. Hearing and seeing none, I want to thank everyone's attendance. It's Friday, 5 o'clock, and I apologize for that, but it was important to get this done. With that, we are adjourned at